Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the ring!
Three wide to the right, one wide to the left. Mahomes over the middle. Cut Tyreek Hill at the 45. Angling right 40. 35. Cheetah. 25. 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. A 64-yard touchdown. Patrick Mahomes to Tyreek Hill. 36-36 tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking. Right side he wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelsey. Touchdown, Kansas City! One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fade comeback, and the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Hey, credit where credit's due. Shout out to the Cuts, Mac. I appreciate it. But NFL, you got to go to Good Morning Football.
They're doing a great job this morning.
Channel 310. Kyle Brandt is a referee. He even had the Microsoft like visual replay in the middle of Times Square throwing flags on traffic. Manti Te'o was Troy Polamalu, and right. That was perfect.
Fantastic.
I forget what her name is, but she does. She's
Jamie
like,
Erdahl.
Yeah, she is the Colts daughter of Jim Irsay.
Yeah, yeah, she's the owner of the Colts.
Oh, looks great. Yeah. And then what's her
Sheree
face?
Sheree Burris, right?
She's Pam Oliver.
Pam Oliver.
They nailed it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. That's Happy Halloween, baby.
I secretly
love this holiday.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch these guys on TV this morning. And see what they do.
Chief Cheffers.
Yeah, I am Chief Cheffer. Yes, yeah. That's right. I'm the Captain Cheefer today.
Hell yeah, you are.
I miss our anti-cheefer drop too. I wish we still had that button, yeah. Man. Boy, anti-cheefer.
Yeah.
I'm Carl Cheefer.
Yeah, Carl Cheefer.
Yeah.
Is it official? Is he the referee in this
I think
game?
So, right?
Is Carl Cheefer reffing the game?
I thought I saw some
oh,
like
Oh, yeah. Get that sound bite of him crying up there.
Oh, I have that.
Do you
for
have
sure.
that ready to go?
I mean, I don't have it ready to go, Bob, but I have it.
I thought maybe you had it ready to go. You're like, I got it. Yeah. The way you said it, you're like, oh, I got it.
I'm always confident. I think. Let's see here. That's not
He's rocked up. He's thick.
That's right.
Yeah, that's not Carl Cheefer.
No, but it is, man, it is awesome. Let's see here, Carl, that's how you spell it.
Yeah. C, yeah.
Yeah, with a K.
Yeah, no, with a C.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, 913-586-7965. I want to ask this question because I thought about this on the drive in, and I thought about it a little bit yesterday, kind of just waiting for the NFL game to start last night, and the question that came into my mind after thinking about everything in this game is this, and again, maybe I'm too arrogant and I've told people to, you know, kind of maintain your confidence, which is fine because of the teams you played aren't really like ones that stand out on paper, but the one this week does. Is this the less worried you've been about a Chiefs versus Bills game? The reason I ask is because does this team being as equally good on both sides of the football for maybe one of the first times in a while in this Andy Reid era, maybe the first time ever, they've been this balanced on both sides of the ball at this point in the season. Mm-hmm. Does that do it for you? Does that make you less worried? And the reason I go off this is because of you, text line and listeners, and it's not a shot, but a lot of people are saying, I just don't see how Buffalo can stay in this game. I don't see how the Chiefs don't blow them out. I've watched some Buffalo games, kind of like if you're a Mizzou fan, you kind of keep your eye on KU games, or if you're a KU game, you keep your eye a little bit on the Mizzou game because mm-hmm. you want to be able to like talk that smack whenever that game does happen or whenever it used to happen. Ask Carrington who KU's roster is. I bet he could tell you six players, couldn't tell you one. You look at the other thing. or are you less worried because it's the offensive firepower that you have seen the last three games where it's 30, 30, you know, 28, damn near 30. In fact, in their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 37, 28, 30, 31, 28. There's offensive firepower there. Or is it the fact that you have seen this defense and you're like, you know what? This defense is actually pretty solid. I trust this defense. It stops people. 7 points, 0 points, 17 points. In fact, we heard the quote on Monday night, the Chiefs in the last 10 quarters have only allowed 14 points. Is that reason to give you more confidence in this game? Or could this finally be the year? Buffalo's done it once. Nobody's done it since. Is this the year where it's like, damn, dude, the Chiefs are just continuing to go on their way. They blew out Buffalo in this game, and Buffalo is now back down a peg because they're not the leaders of their division. New England has arrived. Kansas City has blown them out. Or are you still in the mode as half the other people? Are you still kind of like, Dusty, I don't care what you're saying. I don't know that you're rambling about, but I'm still always going to be that guy on the edge of my seat every single time this game is played because this game absolutely makes me nervous and it will not change no matter what this offense has or what this defense has shown, no matter what Buffalo has shown. But I ask you, Bob, you, Mac, you text line 913-586-7965. Is this the less worried you've been
least.
About it? Yeah, or least worried about a Chiefs-Bills game.
There's no foul in the play for blocking the back.
There he is.
Timeout.
You're asking the wrong person that question. You know how I am. I don't get worried about these things, right? And the reason I'm going in and I'm calm about this thing, number one, is because we're the Chiefs. And number two is because this is what we've been waiting for since July of 2024 from an offensive standpoint. We have got it back on offense right now. And I'm in that mindset and I'm in that mode where I was 19, 20, 21, 22. I don't care who the opponent is right now because it ain't about them. It's about us, and it's about what we're going to do, and it's about the offensive firepower that we have, and it's about the stout defense that we have. And I like being back in that mindset. And you can call it arrogant. You can call it, you know, hyperbolic. You can call it whatever you want. But for me, it's reality. And the reality is we're finally back to that level where we're just better than everybody else on all sides of the ball.
Maybe not special teams.
All phases of the game. Well, yeah, we could talk about the kicker and the special teams. Jack Cochran, my God. The only reason we know his name is because of all the penalties that guy's
had.
He
got an interception.
Got a pick the other night. Yeah, but still.
Completely redeemed yourself.
No, he did not. Yeah, but those penalties on special teams do hurt, man. Those
suck, dude.
They suck. They always come at the wrong time. Every time there's a penalty.
Hey, look, Remigio took it back to the 45. Holding 43.
Jack Cochran. Yeah, like seriously, though, like those penalties will hurt you this week against a good Buffalo team. But I am like, that's when you know you're a good team, when you're not that concerned with the opponent. You're more concerned with you doing what you need to do, because we've said now for how many weeks the only team that can beat the Chiefs are the Chiefs. And if they don't beat themselves, there is no team in the NFL that can go toe-to-toe and beat them right now. So that means no penalties, no turnovers, right? Now, I'm not saying no penalties. You can have a couple of penalties here or there. You don't have those costly Jack Cochran penalties. You can't have 13. No, you can't have more than 5 penalties in this game, right? And they also have to be those penalties that really don't impact you. Like they were talking about in the game last night a little bit, those pre-snap penalties. You saw Mike McDaniel last night, like in the first quarter of that game. He wanted to go on the field and fight that lineman last night. And then they ended up, they were going for it. It was 4th and 1. Mm-hmm. If you didn't see the game, the right tackle moves early. Like what did we do? You're at home. There's no reason to jump. And he moved early. And it wasn't like a Juwan Taylor trying to get set or anything. This guy was firing out. And so it's 4th and 1. Now it becomes 4th and 6. McDaniel loses his mind. They go out there, try a field goal. They miss points. It's a -7 right there. They left all of those points on the field. They never were able to recover from that. Now, that's a bad Miami team. But those are the type of penalties that you can't have. Those stupid pre-snap penalties that eliminate those big plays. Because I do believe there was another penalty that Miami had that eliminated a big play. Oh, it was that tripping penalty that they called when the running back fell down.
That was a bad call.
Horrible call.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was bad.
Horrible call. But it still had an impact on the game. Took away a big play. And then they all wanted to fight that running back on the sidelines. I felt bad. That coach is in his face and yelling and screaming. That dude better get apology letters from everybody inside that organization.
The same guy had two massive fumbles. And that killed it too.
Yeah.
I think it was Washington had two fumbles right Malik. in, yeah, just bad territory. But, you know, to your point about, you know, not being, you know, I find that, I mean, I don't find it hard to believe with you, but like,
yeah, right.
I will always be on the side of, all right, here we go. Like noon, I'm cool, man. I'm cooking, I'm sipping, I'm chilling. And then about 3 o'clock, it's all right. there's that bell. Here we go. We're getting there. And then, you know, hopefully that changes because, again, like, I am nervous about this game because this is one of those games I've said all week. Like, you could put it on paper and it looks like the Chiefs win in, you know, 10-plus point fashion. But at the end of the game, you're like, damn, that was really close.
Yeah,
that
and
was
it probably not
the
will be.
You know, like, that was not the game I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
I agree with this text from the 636. If the Chiefs had a full offensive line, I'd feel much more confident. That is one of the few, like if you talk about position units, the Bills are very strong, and that D-line is pretty good.
So yeah, but they've lost their biggest piece, too.
Ed Oliver's a massive piece.
It's a huge loss for them right now.
Which I think that's a wash. You lose Trey Smith, they lose Ed Oliver, no excuse.
But Caliendo's been good filling in, right? And Jalen Moore's been really good, except for that first drive. I wouldn't concern my... I think you're borrowing trouble with the offensive line right now. I do. I think that like that's just... You're looking for something at that point
but
in time.
But it is not your starting offensive
line. No, it's not. You're absolutely right about that. And maybe Trey plays this weekend. I don't know. We'll see what happens on game day. You know, with the back, he was, you know, limited in practice the other day and whatnot. So, you know, we'll see. And they may want to give him that entire, you know, week off and then have next week off as well and then get back and ready to go. But... you know, that does not bother me right now. I just think because they're so good at those skill position players and they're so good from the coaching that if there is an issue on the offensive line, I think we have the weapons now and the coaching to coach ourselves around if that offensive line may be getting taken advantage of a little
bit. And the weapons to kind
That's
of,
what I'm saying, the
yeah,
weapons.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah
I agree. 816 says, Herbert and Lawrence ran against us. Worried about Allen doing the same. What do you think?
Well, we got Mike Pinnell now. We didn't have Mike Pinnell with Herbert and Lawrence.
I think the legs are always worrisome.
Yeah, it's always, yeah.
Anytime it's third and three, I'm like, well, that's a first down. That's just my attitude because I just know every time that they're going to run with Josh Allen or he's going to do the RPO and stretch out to the left side and get 3 yards. Like, that worries me. Lamar ran against you while he was healthy. Lawrence, Herbert, like they all did. I mean, Mariota was able to kind of dictate what he wanted to do. What do they excel on early in the game? The misdirection. I'm going to tell you right now, until you're blue in the ass, you're going to see them run misdirections, RPOs to James Cook the entire first half until they figure it out. And I do believe Spags will figure that out.
Of course. And that's the other thing. It may take a little bit, and it may take a first quarter or something like that. And that's why, you know, we're back to the days where the Chiefs fan is now panicking in the first quarter that this thing is over. And, oh, my God, I'm like, guys, this is 2019 all over again. You know Patrick's going to go out there and just outscore them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying about a 10-0 deficit in the first quarter and panicking and all this kind of stuff. They know how to come back. Like, I am more in on this team and belief in this team maybe than I've ever been on any of these teams that this organization has had in this generation. And we've won 3 Super Bowls and been to 5. And we're sitting at 5-3 right now. And I have more confidence in this team maybe than I've had in any other team just by watching them play over the last, I don't know, 5 weeks of this season.
This comes from the text line as well from the 816. Not really worried about the game per se since Buffalo has beaten us in the regular season before yet. It hasn't mattered in the end, but it will be close. I would bet on that. That's one text. I'll read one before we go to
break. Is it still 1.5 favor of the Chiefs? Like the line hasn't moved?
I don't think it's moved.
Yeah. Means they're getting money on both sides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're making money no matter what. Yeah.
Somebody says, I think
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be on the edge of my seat, but not as much as in the past. I think it's a combination of the Chiefs playing well in all three areas, but also that the Bills are struggling a little bit more this year. So we'll see. We'll talk to the voice of the Chiefs on the other side. Gear up, get focused. It's Mitch Holtis on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. I got a blue ass.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.